An action. This is CNN, or it's the Jam Notes Podcast, and I am the host, Ben Derge. This is my guitar host, Nick Ring. We are here to talk about a jam that we did almost exactly a year ago in January 2024. We're not going to talk about what time it is now.
No, that would be confusing.
Correct.
We'll just focus on the jam.
Yes.
The jam was almost 1 year
Two
ago.
Jams? Oh, the jams, these jams.
These jams.
Were almost a year ago.
Jams.
And they're short. They're short. They're two short ones. We got some shorties for you today. And
which is kind of rare.
Anything,
we tend to ramble.
We like the long ones. I mean, who doesn't?
Be honest.
Did you have anything like to talk about before we jump in?
Oh, you may notice we're in a different position in the basement. We're trying out a different...
Switch it up.
Different framing. I cleaned.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for noticing.
I did not help.
Yeah. We're trying to get some drums in the background, the PA a little bit.
Yeah, the drums.
Yeah. The table is looking fancy and fine today.
Good table.
Yeah. Let's fucking jam.
Let's jam. Let's do it.
This first one is called...
First one.
Yeah, we're doing two. 5 minutes, weird ending.
Weird ending.
That's it. Okay.
5 minutes, weird ending. I like it.
Let's do it.
Good start, I'll say.
Syncopation.
Yeah. Heavy on the drums and hi-hat. Nice.
This is called a pedal tone, what I'm doing on guitar.
Okay.
So you play one note continuously, and then you play other notes in between that same note. So it's called a pedal tone.
Back when I was fiddling with guitar, I did that. I didn't know it had a name. That's cool.
Yeah. Any instrument you do that on, it's called pedal tone.
Speeding up. Like a flower pedal?
Mm-hmm. Flower pedal tone. Pretty clean sound on the guitar, which is unusual.
Yeah, usually a bit more spacey.
Mm-hmm. Or distorted or anything.
Is there a loop going, or is this...
This is straight.
This is raw, okay.
Raw dogging.
It makes me think of like a spy movie or something. That doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Oh, we're about to find out.
Yeah, there's definitely something sneaky happening.
Yeah.
You're watching people's hands, okay? What are they up to?
Yeah, this one I'm really focusing on that the bass drum that's keeping the whole beat together. Boop boop. Boop boop. Oh, now here we go.
Changing the sound a little bit.
I don't know, this feels more simple, but that makes it kind of better.
Yeah, totally.
It feels, I don't know.
Starting from something simple, it's easier to make it more complex after that.
Yeah.
When you start complex, then...
It's hard to narrow in on the simple.
Yeah, to strip away the stuff to make it minimal.
There. That reminds me a lot of 90s music that you're doing with the guitar. I think our spy might be in trouble.
Definitely some action here.
Yeah. They're zeroing in on him.
Is somebody following me?
There's always someone following.
Gonna have to make a little getaway here. Getting a little messy.
Okay, he got the codes. He's making a break for it. The bad guy sees him. He made it. They think he died in the ocean, but of course, there was someone there waiting for him.
Yeah. There's always a boat when you need one.
Yeah,
yeah.
No matter how far in the ocean you are, there's always a boat. If you got a camera, you got a boat.
That's what I always say.
Oh. Is this the weird ending? Hey, this is kind of groovy, foreign, I want to say.
It feels like distant, like looking at something from a distance.
Lebanese Eastern.
No.
You have a specific Eastern style. I don't want to get too culture or country specific.
Well, it depends. Yeah, isn't everything to the east?
Well, everything's to the west, too.
Everything's north and south.
What did I read today?
Oh.
If you're not going anywhere, you're never lost.
You're also never there.
Ooh, that had a little bubble.
Yeah, a little bubble in there.
Oh, maybe this is the weird ending. Or did we restart?
Oh, it did restart.
Okay, yeah. So we're just going to listen to the same thing again and again.
Yeah.
All right, so
that was a weird ending, but I really liked it.
No, that was one of, dare I say, my favorite jam we've done on the podcast.
Whoa.
I'd really have to review, but man, there was something about the simplicity.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
The shortness. Yeah. It was like a smaller chunk of one of our bigger jams. Yeah. We just decided to
just do that part.
Yep.
But now I'm curious, what, we got a minute one?
Yeah. So that was an unusual short jam for us. 5 minutes. Weird ending. And then this next one that we have is less than a minute.
Mm-hmm. Which means Nick did not record the rest of the jam and just caught the last end. Oh, shit. I'm not recording.
That was my deduction when I exported it, but now we will see.
Okay, maybe we just had a minute left.
Yeah. If it starts like full blast in the middle of a sentence, then we'll know.
Yeah. Okay, let's see.
Here we go.
Yeah, that bass drum is leading the way. This might be weirder than the last weird one. Oh, very pretty. That's flowery right there.
Yeah, there's a garden at the end there. Yeah.
Random as hell, but it kind of sounded like...
Like spaghetti?
Like spaghetti.
No.
So that's it.
But the beginning of this jam, like, it sounds like we could have just been like, okay, go.
I think we had a minute left, you know.
Well, yeah.
Although I am a grown man, if I'm not home in a certain time, my wife gets mad at me. That's what happens. It's like being a kid.
Yeah.
And, you know, riding your... Well, I don't know if kids do that anymore.
Ride their bikes? Doesn't look like it.
Not like we did. Man, I rode my bike like crazy.
It was like how you get around.
Yeah.
And we got around when we were kids. I don't know. It's different now, is it? I don't know.
My kids started playing with the neighborhood kids for a minute there. Then it got cold and they stopped.
Yeah.
But definitely no bikes.
Yeah. You know what was different when we were kids? Bikes. Is like to play video games together.
Yeah, you had to be there. Yeah. You had to
be in the same room.
And then for the longest time, you know, until the N64 came out, it was just two player. Like there was no four player. There was no three player. So if you had like multiple friends at your house, it was taking turns. And I remember there were some people where I went over to play video games with them and they kind of hogged the machine and I didn't want to be their friend anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing was worse than going over to play a video game and just watching someone else play.
Mm-hmm.
Then, oh, you could try once, then you die, and they're like, my turn!
I did something like, not evil, but like, like a bad practical joke on a kid one time. I was at a party as a child, you know, like your parents take you to a party.
Birthday party, okay.
No, just a party of other people. Just like, there's like community people.
Oh, okay.
It might have been a church thing, I don't know.
Gotcha.
But, like, there's kids that I don't hang out with there.
Yes. Yep.
And then, like, the kid's working on Mario 64, and he's got, like, no stars.
What?
Like, no stars. And I've already beat this game.
Not even the first star?
Okay.
How do you not
get that? He's got, like, the easiest stars.
Okay.
And so I get him, like, 10 stars in an hour. And then I pretend that I just shut off the device and, like, didn't save it. Because back then... things didn't auto-save.
No,
right? Obviously, that would be tragic if your shit turned off without you saving.
Well, to be honest, he should have got those stars his damn self.
He should have. And he should have also known how to get them after he watched me do it. But I still played the joke, and I was like, oh, no, I just turned it off. It didn't... Oh, no. I totally saved it, guy. Come on. I'm not going to get you stars and then just turn it off. Set you back. But, you know, sometimes a mean joke as a kid is harmless.
I'm sure he doesn't care. Or you ruined his life.
Yeah.
You know, it's one or the other.
Yeah. He's been a loser forever since. No. Yeah, he's probably fine. I don't even remember what this kid looks like, so. Cool story, Nick. Thanks. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, no, that was actually great. I loved it. It made me think of like five stories I want to tell, but we're not going to do that. Let's jam.
Okay, let's fucking jam.
We'll see you next time.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.